Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There you have it. Astros owner Jim Crane, obviously emotional at the mic. This is not an easy adversity to get through for him. I mean, I'm sure he's built some pretty deep rooted relationships with AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow, and even more importantly, the city of Houston. My man has worked extremely hard to put an organization out there that the city of Houston can be proud of, that the fans can be extremely proud of, and ultimately that they can trust that they're winning the right way. And it doesn't appear that's happened. Again, Astros owner Jim Crane has fired head coach AJ Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow. We just had the presser live. We'll chop that thing up and we'll keep bringing you pieces of it as we move forward. Wade, when I look at this, man, I don't know what to think about the fact that, one, the general manager and the head coach are fired. I think it's a pretty aggressive move. So we haven't had time to read the report and all of the findings, but it must be pretty substantial as far as these guys didn't start it. Jim Crane said, didn't start all of the cheating, but knew about it and did not put a halt to it. They stood aside and allowed this to happen. And when you're in a leadership position, my man, you just can't afford to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like to me that they just turned a blind eye to it. There was an advantage that was created by Alex Cora and his scheme that he devised with the, and they devised this scheme. They saw it, knew what was going on, and said, you know, hell with it, we're not going to do anything about it. And then when you listen to the press conference, when Jim Crane says he spoke to the higher-ups, he spoke to Luhnow, and he spoke to Hinch and said to them, if something's going on, y'all need to knock it off. And it continued. At that point, as an owner, you have to cut bait. You have to say, you know what? You're basically disrespecting me as an owner because I directly told you to stop a certain thing and apparently didn't stop. So now that means you don't respect me as an owner and my directives. And so now you got to go.
Wade, okay? you know, it's the craziest part of this entire thing for me is my mother sat at home, my family sat at home and watched a guy take a press conference stand after winning World Series and winning game after game after game and with a straight face talk about pitching and talk about hitting and talk about how they were working hard to be successful, to know that they knowingly were cheating through this process. That hurts, man. I mean, that hurt. If you're a fan, I think that hurts. It's a double-edged sword. There's nothing you can do. You can't go to me that you can't take away the joy that this city experienced. And you brought a great point up earlier about the fact that it was on the back end of Harvey. You can't take away the joy and what that moment meant to this city at that point in time. But you can look at this. I think you can look at this and you go, man, a prominent member of the organization, the GM and the head coach, looked you in the eye every night in your home as an Astros fan and somebody that you look to on a nightly basis, and they looked you dead in the eyes and lied to you.
I tell you what, though, looking at it from a different perspective and playing devil's advocate, I'm sure there's some fans out there that say, you know what, I don't care. We're World Series champions. I don't care that we cheated. I don't care how we got it. We got it. You can never take it away. And the hammer dropped down, and part of the hammer wasn't, we're removing the championship banner from over there at Minute Maid. That part of it didn't happen. You know what I mean? So as a fan, and I would love to get some perspective from the fans, I should call in 713-572-4610. And I want to hear what you guys think, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel like this championship is tainted. And then I'm sure there's a lot of people that says, the hell with it. We won the championship 2017. We're World Series champion. I don't care how we got it, as long as we got it.
Yeah, let's get an immediate reaction. Keep the phone calls dialed in. I mean, let's get an immediate reaction to, hey, the Astros essentially got the death penalty. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, again, he drops the hammer on the Astros. 1 year suspension for GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch. Losses of first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 21. Fined $5 million and along with a few other things, but those are the highlights of it. The owner, Jim Crane, he took the mic and very, very emotional fashion. It's the toughest time of his career with the Astros. And you could hear it in his voice as he was mentioning that he had to fire AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. Good news is it appears that no players will be disciplined for this action. So you can take it to the bank that the Astros, for the time being, at least for the next few years, are still going to be a 90, 95, maybe 100 win baseball team. So you can rest assured that you're going to have a hell of a baseball team to support, but this is a big time black eye.
Yeah, it's a black eye. But like you said, there's a lot of good players that are still in the organization that they are still going to compete. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the replacement of the GM position, because Jeff Luhnow was arguably the best GM in Major League Baseball. It's going to be very difficult to replace a guy of his caliber. And then now you got AJ Hinch that was one of the better managers, arguably one of the best managers in Major League Baseball as well. It's not easy. Those guys just don't grow on trees. So yeah, that's going to take a toll on the Astros going forward.
Wait, let's take a couple of calls, man. This is EZ in Victoria. Yeah. What's going on, my man?
Hey, Stern. What's going on, man? I listen to your show every day. You're awesome, man. But I like to say, man, about Jim Crane, I know, you know, about what they did about firing Jeff Luhnow and AJ, but I think they at least just suspended them for 1 year. I don't think firing them. You can't replace them guys, man. It's impossible to replace them.
Easy. What you can't replace, man, is the lack of trust right there. When you stand by and let an organization go through this right there as an owner, man, you cannot sit there and let this continue to be part of the fabric of your organization, man. You got to make a move, and I respect your opinion, brother. But for me, it's just one of those. I respect the hell out of bringing, okay, out of making a move and not dragging your feet on this deal.
Okay, I understand about that. Now let me ask you one thing about B.O.B. Now he hadn't done nothing, and I hope he gets fired, which he is going to get fired today or in a couple of days. He'll be fired. Or they're going to put him in a GM spot or in a row up on top, if that. But he will be, you know, not a coach anymore. He hadn't won nothing for us, I mean, at all, period. And they still have him.
Yeah, look, I mean, you bring up a good point. We'll be talking about several you know, possibilities moving forward with Coach O'Brien, and I know one thing right now, where we sit right now, that Coach O'Brien is awfully thankful for the fact that this suspension came down at the time that it did come down, because it's given him a little bit of room to breathe right now on all the conversations after the Houston Texans exited the playoffs yesterday in I mean, just not dramatic is a bad way to put it, but just in a very, very bad manner. I mean, there's not a guy that's more excited about this Astros news than Bill O'Brien. We got you right here on Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. We'll bring more of this big time moves by Jim Crane, the firing of GM Jeff Luhnow and manager AJ Hinch. We'll dig deeper into that next right here on Sports Radio 610. We're joined now by Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman. John, I mean, you've read the report, man. It's not good for the Houston Astros. Obviously, probably a little bit more severe than most thought it would be, man. What's your initial response to the suspensions?
Yeah, a little bit more severe. Right? We expected some big penalties, some suspensions, and loss of draft choices, and that's what they got. Important loss of draft choices and important suspensions and now firings on top of the suspension. So pretty tough. I don't think there's any question about that. I thought it was interesting. The players who were involved were mentioned, at least Carlos Beltran was mentioned, but no penalty for them. I understand and I read the report that it's difficult to ferret out exactly what their culpability is. as players, I also think that a strong union makes it difficult. They really don't come on completely under the auspices of MLB, and that may be why they got off light, comparatively speaking.
Where do you see this as in next up is Alex Cora and Red Sox possibly, or do you see this that they're done with it and it stops in Houston?
No, I think Alex Cora is in line for a penalty. He was a coach, not a player there. If it had just been Houston, hard to say, but now he's caught up with the Boston thing, and Boston had been warned, I know, before he was there, but you know, same year as the Houston shenanigans were going on. So my initial read on it is that he will be in line for a similar penalty from MLB to what Hinch and Luno got. I don't know if it'll be exact, but similar. They're still working on it, so I'm not guaranteeing it'll be a one-season ban, but it appears at this moment like they're heading in that direction.
What is your thoughts on the notion that Major League Baseball is a sport that's historically known for pushing the edge, cheating, corked bats, all of these type of things, gambling, the different things that have gone on in Major League Baseball? What are your thoughts on the notion that that's just a part of the game? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, the New England Patriots aren't in the Major League Baseball. So, you know, I think it's human nature. I don't think it's confined to Major League Baseball. So, you know, maybe harder to do in basketball. There may be less things to cheat about. I don't know. We haven't seen a lot in the NBA, but we've certainly seen some in the NFL. So there certainly has been a long history of people trying to get the edge, obviously with the steroids and some other shenanigans that have gone on. So and I think that's more about human nature than Major League Baseball.
Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman joining us on Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader. John, moving forward for the Astros, I mean, look, the facts are on the table. There's guys that have been suspended on the back end of it. They've been fired by Jim Crane. The players appear at this point in time to be safe moving forward, and it's business as usual for them. This time of year, what does this mean for the Houston Astros in 2020? What should the fans expect from this organization moving forward?
Well, first of all, they need a manager. I don't think, have they announced one yet? I don't know.
He hadn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a Joe Spada or somebody else, and they need a general manager to be running things. And whoever does that, he's obviously going to need to be running a tight ship. You know, I do feel, if I feel sympathy for one person, this would be A.J. Hinch. According to the report, he went out of his way to damage two of the TV screens that were being used in the cheating. Maybe he didn't do enough to control people and understood what was going on. And, you know, it seems to me like he took some steps, at least, to do something. So I will put in a little word for Hinch there. It seems like his treatment was pretty tough, but you know, according to the report, and I understand the manager is in charge, and but you know, of course, you could by that system, you could say the manager is in charge of the players. Isn't the owner in charge of the manager and the general manager? What's his responsibility? He just fires the manager and the general manager, and that's it. I don't know. Seems like the manager was in a tough spot here, to some degree, to me anyway.
John, this news popped when we were on air already. We'd already cranked the show up right as we were starting the show, so we hadn't had a chance to dig into that report yet. Is there anything in there specifically, a couple of instances or anything of how this started, who the main culprits were, or is there anybody in there that sticks out other than the fact that A.J. Hinch was not, or right, at least he damaged a couple TVs?
Yeah, they didn't get in depth into many players other than to say Beltran was involved, but he was unpunished. And Cora was involved as well. And his punishment, they say, is still being considered as they're doing the Red Sox investigation now. And so that's why it does appear that he's in line for a punishment. It did say in there that A.J. Hinch didn't do enough to stop things, but it noted on two occasions that he damaged the TVs that were being used. I don't know what, you know, it seems to send a clear signal to me that he wasn't in favor of it. You know, he certainly was not somebody who initiated it. You know, it appears that it was at the Cora and the player level, and but he takes the responsibility. Again, he does not have the union protection. he is the one in charge, and that is how they divided it. To me, it seemed a little tough for him, but, you know, I think going in, you know that he doesn't have the union protection, and the players do. It's kind of funny that Beltran is mentioned in here rather prominently and goes completely unpunished. Again, I think the union does play a role. They may not put it that way. They did say that it's harder to decipher which players are involved, and he had also suggested after 2017 Boston that he was going to take a closer look at the management, and so he made that clear at that time with the Apple Watch thing. So I guess we just shouldn't be shocked that the players were unpunished, but it's funny to see Beltran's name mentioned so prominently in there, and then he gets off with nothing. So a little unusual, but I guess you can understand it from the protection of the union versus no protection from the union.
You mentioned Alex Cora earlier, and he, of course, based off the investigation, he is the mastermind behind the actual scheme. He took that scheme with him to Boston, and they're being investigated as well. How much of a punishment do you think that Alex Cora is going to get out of this deal? Because he's been involved in both of those two championship runs two different organizations. Do you expect him to get a worse penalty than Luno and Hinch got here in Houston?
Yes, I would say you're correct in saying he's involved in both. I did not see the word mastermind. Maybe I reading between the lines, you could see that. I did read the report. So at least the press release that was issued that went over the whole situation, I think I may have a longer report somewhere. So my initial reading on that, he will receive a similar penalty to at least from MLB. I'm not saying that he's going to be dismissed from his job, but I think that he is in line for somewhat similar penalty to what Hinch and Luno got, which was a year penalty. They're still investigating Boston, so I'm not guaranteeing that's exactly what he's going to get. He may get a little bit more, may get a little bit less. I've seen somebody speculate he's going to get more. I have not heard that. Reading between the lines, I think his penalty will be similar. That would be my guess today.
John, one thing that's obvious is this puts an asterisk next to the 2017 title that the Astros won, man. I mean, in your mind, you've been around this game for a long time, man. In your mind, what do you think this does to that title in 2017?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say that. You could say that for a lot of the MVPs that were known to have taken steroids, too. I guess some people will look at it that way. Others won't. I think a lot of people will just remember that the Astros won. I'm certainly sure if you're a Dodgers fan, you will not look upon this kindly, considering they lost in 2017 to the Astros and 2018 to the Red Sox, and they certainly have been very, very much criticized for not having won a World Series since 1988. And, I think maybe the criticism is a little bit undeserved at the very least, but I'm sure they're not looking at this whole situation very happily.
What do you make of the, Yu Darvish? I think his situation after the Astros got to him was pretty public knowledge, I think, and it obviously was a very tough experience for him. What do you make of those unfortunate, circumstances that certain guys were put in during this cheating scandal the Astros were in the middle of?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly unfortunate. Not just him. I think Judge Fields came into a game in Game 2 of the 2017 World Series and gave up home run, double. Some of it could be the Astros are very good at picking up signs. Some of it may be that they're just a very talented team, but it's hard to decipher now. I don't feel sorry for Darvish. First of all, he's a very mature guy who's taking it well. He also signed a deal for $121 million. I would feel more sorry for the guys, as Mike Fiers suggested, whose actual careers might have been affected. And I couldn't name them. I'm not sure that any of them have, but it would be easy to see if someone was on the fringe, just called up, and they were hit very hard by the Astros during that regular season, might have affected a call up or a demotion or something like that. I think that would be the one that I would be upset more than anything. Darvish seems to have taken it well. Maybe it was from the cheating. I don't know. Darvish does have a history of tipping his pitches, though, it seems like. So, he's having quite a great career overall, and particularly financially. So I'm not going to worry too much about him, but I am a little bit concerned about the guys during the regular season whose careers might have been affected potentially. We don't know that for a fact, but by this.
When Major League Baseball allowed for cameras to be shot from center field during the game play, shouldn't they have seen something like this coming down the pipeline? Like when you put a bunch of donuts in front of, I'm a big guy. You put a big group of donuts in front of me, and they're glazed, and they're from Shipley's. I'm gonna have me one or two. Shouldn't MLB shouldn't have seen this coming?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I guess they had a higher opinion of people than maybe they should have. I don't know. I'm not going to blame MLB for that. There were rumors of many teams doing what the Red Sox did. I don't know about the Astros, but doing what the Red Sox did. And, I wouldn't be shocked if there were other teams, although we haven't heard of any doing it. So maybe they should have been more careful, but I think they had faith in their players. So, it happens. You know, they're gonna be more careful from now on, I'm sure.
That's Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman. John, man, thank you for taking the time, spur of the moment, to give us a shout and give us a little bit of your time, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
That was Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Wade, and I know these guys do it for a living. I know they cover it for a living, and especially guys that have been involved when the steroids were involved, and you kind of just nonchalantly talk about guys, quote-unquote, trying to gain an advantage. It is, your question was, I thought, was a very valid one, kind of got dismissed. It is more prevalent in baseball that guys are willing to quote unquote do different things to gain that advantage. It's interesting the way that it's alluded to.
You know what, man? When I think about Major League Baseball, just baseball in general, it's like playing spades. You know what I mean? If you play spades, the best spade players, they cheat. You know what I mean? They figure out a way to renege on books. They're going to figure out ways to cheat the system. That's the best spades players. That's why I love to play dominoes. When I play dominoes, you can't cheat in dominoes. But in spades, it's inherently known that, like, you have to watch for the person you're playing against to cheat, because that's the way you're going to be consistently good playing that game. It's the same thing in baseball, man. In baseball, guys are going to try to figure out a way to get an edge, whether it's, you know, putting a little extra pine tar, there's different things that you use, a little extra grip that you can use on the ball, whatever you can do to get an edge, because that's what baseball always has been. And so to me, if you're Major League Baseball and you allow for cameras to be used from center field, you don't think anybody's going to figure out a way to
TVs
use that?
In the tunnel.
Yeah,
by the way.
Like TVs in the tunnel, they're right next to, like, you don't think anybody's going to try to figure, let me use this to my advantage so that we can win ball games. At the end of the day, guys trying to figure out ways to win ball games. So it seems like it was something that could have been eliminated by not giving guys access to that, not that particular thing.
Yeah, if you're just now tuning in, let me catch you up. Major League Baseball came down with the suspensions, and they dropped the hammer on the Astros. It's 1 year suspension for GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch. They lost the first and second round draft picks of 2020 and 2021. They were fined $5 million in the aftermath. Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, has fired head coach A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow. None of the players at this point in time have been disciplined in any way, shape, or form. And so that's a good thing, at least for the near future of this organization. I think you can take the term sustainability and throw it out the window, though, because this is a big time hit to the Houston Astros. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.